everybody, and welcome to the dojo. We ask that you take your shoes off, leave your bags on the floor, and step onto the mat as we enter the dojo. That's right.
Leave your bags on the floor? No, just you.
Your lockers. You messed up my intro, Carrie. Dang it.
But see, if you just leave your bags willy-nilly on the floor, it blocks walkways, and that is inconsiderate.
Who said that he was leaving them willy-nilly? Maybe they're against the wall.
Locks. He said take your shoes up and put your bag on the floor. That doesn't...
You leave it by your shoes on the floor.
No, no.
You step onto the mat.
No. Maybe that's how it worked with you. I don't know. Anyway, continue, Mike.
So, I am Mike, obviously. That person you heard scolding me was Carrie. Carrie, how are you?
I'm good.
All right. And we have a new voice joining me and Carrie that normally we don't have this voice with us, and that is the voice of Deep Space, from what I'm seeing right now. And that is Shannon. Shannon, what the heck is going on?
You know, too much and not enough all at once.
Yes.
2020.
Yes. It is 2020.
The circle of life.
and not enough all at once.
So this is unique. So this episode is episode zero. We're going to kind of introduce a little bit what we're going to talk about. But this is going to be a podcast called Enter the Dojo. And simply put, on this podcast, I had an idea. I am obsessed with Karate Kid movies and Cobra Kai. So I've been really wanting to... I listen to Cobra Kai podcasts, but I've really been wanting to talk about it myself too. And so what I thought is, well, I have some martial arts background. Carrie has some martial arts background, well, more than me. And Shannon has some martial arts background. So we thought, well, why not do a martial arts style podcast? Now, we'll get into all that and just kind of what the show is going to be about and whatnot in just a second. But I want to talk a little bit about our backgrounds in martial arts so you can see where we're coming from. Carrie?
Yeah.
You are a practitioner of Aikido, correct?
Yes, Aikido, Tai Chi, and occasionally Kyudo, which is Zen archery.
Okay. And how long have you been practicing that?
Aikido, 13 years, Tai Chi, almost 20. And I haven't really been able to get to Kyudojo for a while, but... That's been about at least five years.
Okay. All right. And Shannon, what about you? What have you practiced? What are you practicing still? What are you doing now?
So, when I was a pre and teen, I practiced Tang Sudo. In particular, from the World Tang Sudo Association. It is a Korean martial art. It is, focused very much more on defense than, any kind of offense or anything like that. Obviously you still learn to punch things, but the primary takeaway is self-defense. And I had a lot of fun doing it. I got my first degree black belt when I was, I want to say 14, maybe 15. It's been a long time. I kind of hung up my belt, as it were, after I had a really hard time with my second degree test, and my master at the time suggested I take a break because I was in high school and everything else. And shortly thereafter, he passed away. So I didn't really have any inclination to go back. I was a little like busy, and then I was sad. So I do have my first degree black belt, at least in that. And I forget how many years it took me. It's somewhere between 6 and 8 years. So that's me.
Well, I mean, my teacher says that, you know, anyone can get a black belt. You walk into a martial arts supply store, plunk down $10, and you have a black belt. It's, you know, the earning of the black belt.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, I earned mine. And then they cruelly tricked me into giving the first speech. at the black belt, they were like, hey, by the way, we know you hate public speaking. Guess what you get to do? And I was like,
okay, I wasn't made to speak at any of my tests, so that's fine.
Oh, it wasn't my test. It was at the ceremony. You're allowed to speak at the test.
I wasn't made to speak at the ceremonies either. My teacher made fun of me at the first one. Because she thought me, because she's convinced I was trying to run out of the dojo at the time, but that's a story for another time.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well,
what about you, Mike? Sorry.
All right. Should be better
the
now.
Recording your internet right now does not like video for some reason.
It really doesn't. I have to get that fixed. So when I was younger, I also practiced some Tang Sudo. I actually practiced the Americanized version. I don't know if that's what you practice as well, Shannon. Yeah. Okay. So I actually didn't go to. Okay. Good. Good. She's shaking her head. Everybody.
I nodded. I forgot that I had to speak.
mine was the one I took was the one that, of course, Chuck Norris made famous. So I actually took it from Chuck Norris Karate Studio. I took it for a few years. I didn't go extremely far. I only made it up to the green belt, actually, in that one before we moved and we switched states. But it's kind of like a hybrid American version mixed with Korean style and whatnot. But like Shannon says, it does kind of teach you self-defense. I do still remember some of the katas that we did during there. And I told Carrie actually the other day that some of them I still practice when I need to cool my mind and calm down. And then when we moved, they didn't have that version we were at. So I did join a Taekwondo studio, and I took about 2 or 3 years of that. I don't remember as much of that as I did the other one. It stuck more, but that's kind of my background. I don't practice currently, but I still remember this stuff. And anyways.
My teacher says a lot. You know, your body doesn't forget.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I could still go. I'm going to do it now because we're not on video, but, you know, I could still do the forms and all if I need to.
I have a smoke and roundhouse kick.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Aikido, we don't really do a lot of kicking.
We did some roundhouse kicks, some front kicks, some heel kicks. I told Carrie we did some leg sweep competitions, tournaments. Those are always fun. But it was good. We had fun. So here's how we want to do this show. This is kind of the reason why we want to do it. We want to do it because, number one, I obviously like Cobra Kai and I like Karate Kid, but I also love martial arts movies. I've always loved them. I've always been a huge fan of Jackie Chan, Jet Li, Bruce Lee. I've enjoyed these immensely in my past. And also, as I began to look around the network too, we talk a lot about like Star Wars. We talk a lot about superhero films, and one kind of culture we don't often talk a lot about is the Asian culture, which is where a lot of the martial arts styles stem from. And the thing is, we are just going to kind of put it out there: we are three white Americans talking about martial arts, Asian martial art movies. We understand that. We know that. But we want to do it as a type of kind of a cultural diversity to them, as well as celebrate the contributions they have made to the film industry and their style of what their styles have taught us in our own personal lives. When we talk about these films. So, you know, we're going to talk about films like Karate Kid. We laughed earlier, Three Ninjas.
Three Ninjas, High Noon at Mega Mountain.
Jackie Chan, Rumble in the Bronx. You know,
Story, and I thought that was quite good.
It really was. So I'm excited, though, and that's kind of what we want to do with the show. That's why we want to do it. So as far as the show is going to go, we don't really have much of a format yet of what we plan on doing. But once we know the movie, we'll let you know. But it's going to be a once-a-month podcast. It's not going to be weekly or bi-weekly, because we know sometimes when you're watching movies for other podcasts or TV shows, there's a lot. We think we give you about a month of a chance to watch an hour and a half to 2 hour film. So it's going to be a once a month. What we're going to do our first month, our first podcast, we're going to record on November 22nd. Obviously, we're going to have to cover Cobra Kai. Now, I'm the only one on these podcasts who has seen Cobra Kai. Matter of fact, I've seen it 5 times, both seasons, so I am okay with watching it again.
Obviously.
So
sweep the Cobra Kai, Mikey.
Huh?
Sweep the Cobra Kai, Mikey.
Sweep the Cobra Kai.
Oh, dear God.
Sweep the leg. Oh, Dimitri. We'll get to Dimitri later. But so what we're gonna do is November 22nd, we're going to record our first episode. And we're going to cover the entirety of season one of Cobra Kai. It's not that much. It's 10 episodes. It's a fairly bingeable show. Most of your episodes are between 20 to 30 minutes. Okay. So November 22nd, do the whole first season. Midway through December, we're going to drop our second one. We're going to record and we're going to talk about the second season of Cobra Kai that's already on Netflix. And then January 8th, the third season comes on Netflix. Doom, doom. I'm so excited. Y'all don't even know how excited I am. And then midway through January, we're going to cover the third season of Cobra Kai. And then we're going to talk about some movies in February. We're going to do one movie a month until we get, obviously, another season of Cobra Kai. And when we get another season, we'll obviously cover the season. So we know we at least have 2 more seasons of the show. But anyway, so that's kind of what we're going to do for the show. Does anybody have any thoughts or anything?
No, this sounds like it's going to be interesting because it's going to be interesting because unlike you two, I don't come from a martial art that's really competitive. So my take on things might be a bit different than yours.
Yeah. I think you're going to float more toward Miyagi-Do than you will Cobra Kai, more than likely.
Probably.
Just because it's about using your opponent's momentum, really, to your advantage, disperse.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm.
I like kick.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Hey, when I practiced, our word was ki.
Oh, ours was Well, ours was just a yell, so it could pretty much be anything. I don't know what I did most of the time, but it was just supposed to be an expression of your energy.
Right.
So, like, you just yell. That's it. You just, and if, oh my God, if I ever forgot to yell, they would straight look at me and be like, that's where you yell. Like, you've got to.
Yeah,
you gotta do the yell when you get to that point in your form. You can't just do that point in your form and not do the yell. Like,
it's true.
Yeah, my teacher's teacher does not like ki's, so that is kind of translated down to my teacher and the rest of us to the point where when we go to seminars in the before times and. The guest instructor would want to hear ki's during weapons class. I was like, no, I can't. My teacher will yell at me if my teacher's right there, and she will yell at me if I start yelling in class. It's
oh yeah.
I can't do that. No.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, anything else then? Because we're gonna head out. We're gonna wrap up this quick episode.
I don't think so.
All right, so November 22nd is the first season of Cobra Kai. We look forward to having you listen to our podcast, and you can review us later, rate us later, because we really don't have anything to review and rate right now. And until next time, peace out, everybody. Stay safe.
Bye.
Bye.